So I'm here to talk about integrating the integrated care system, not the care record specifically. I work for Lancashire and South Cumbria STP, and our STP has been really, really quite supportive of the shared care record exemplar. In fact, they've gone as far as to saying a shared care record is perhaps one of the most important enablers that we could put in place for our system. So Lancashire and South Cumbria is moving towards this integrated care system, a single integrated care system covering a population of 1.7 million, and then there would be five integrated care partnerships, which are the geographical localities that sit beneath that. But just before I go on to that, I'd like to talk about fighter jets. Now, I know that some of you in the audience will be experts on fighter jets. I'm sure, Liz, you're an expert on fighter jets. Any idea what the difference might be? These are fifth generation. God knows what the fourth generation was, but these are fifth generation fighter jets. Nick will know the answer to this because we did this yesterday. Any ideas? This is the plane. This one here is the plane that's going to go on the new aircraft carrier. And this is the kind of... This is the poster boy of fifth generation jets. This is the Russian one, and this is the Chinese one. Anybody want to hazard a guess? Oh, so I'll tell you. So this one here, so this was the first one out of the bag, and then these two have followed on. This one is like a larder of fifth generation fighter jets. What this one does is it's got some really big rockets on that can shoot down the flight fuel tankers so that the opponents can't fly to wherever they need to get because they run out of fuel. The Chinese one, the Americans say the Chinese copied theirs and didn't quite get it right. But what they have done is they've built a fighter jet that's faster, it's got more rockets, more bullets, more manoeuvrable. It's actually better probably in every way. It's not as stealthy, apparently. This one, it's exactly the same speed, exactly the same manoeuvrability. It does go up and down. It's got no more rockets on it. Do you know what's different about this fighter jet that's absolutely phenomenal? It's completely connected to the battlefield and everything else on that battlefield. They don't need rockets because it can make a rocket fire from a ship or from another plane. It's completely integrated. Just imagine a health and care system that was as integrated as that. As soon as somebody became unwell or started to look like they were going to become unwell, the system intervened straight away. That's the kind of health and care system that an integrated care system should be aspiring to. Now, this is our overarching strategy. It's probably not dissimilar to the one Kate put up on there. We've got five broad themes, and the people from NHS England, if they're still in the room, will notice that we've mapped it to the centres state, but there are broad areas, but it's all around an integrated care system. The integration, the movement of information, the movement of data. The themes are about empowering people. That's a fundamental thing. The more mature people get, the more likely they are to manage aspects of their health and well-being. We've got to support the frontline. We've got to make technology work for the frontline, give them the information they need. Indy talked about population health and how that the learning healthcare system. Absolutely critical to what we do. Information that supports me, supports my community, my neighbourhood, and the whole system. And we've got a lot to go at in that space. And the integration is absolutely intrinsically linked to our ambitions around how we use data. If we don't interlink the system, we can't do the rest of it. We need to manage our system much more effectively than we do now. And there are all sorts of things. So the integration comes into that. And then perhaps the most exciting one is how we co-create the future. There are some technologies out there. Our STP, our ICS, our biggest challenge is not funding, it's people. We can't get the people. We're going to compete in with Manchester, who probably can't get the people they need. Liverpool can't get the people they need. If there's clinicians in the room, you are our most valuable resource and frontline staff, because not everybody's a doctor. So I was also talking to Nick yesterday about how we engage with people. And it was a group of professionals who came to Lancaster University. And there was a really interesting conversation that went on. If we were designing a system, so we've got an STP ICS ambition, but all the innovation happens on the front line. If we were designing a system to make it as difficult as possible to innovate, we've done it. So any of you who try to innovate will know we've got policies and structures and all sorts of things that make it really difficult for the frontline staff to do what they need to do. Without going into all the detail of the things we're doing, what we really need to do, what will I measure success by? I'll measure it by the frontline staff being able to innovate and adopt. There are phenomenal amounts of great things coming out of the Innovation Agency, aren't there, Liz? And it's a perplexing problem, like a life core. Why isn't everybody using a life core? And we've got people who are dying of strokes who probably could have avoided all of this stuff. So there's something about the system that we've got. Now, Alan said to me the other day when he asked me for my slides, he said, oh, Declan, those are good slides. I particularly like the last one, which I'll come on to. It just references our conversation we had this week. And I wrote back to him and he said, that slide's years old. And this slide's years old. And you've all seen, many of you will have seen this if you've been to any of these innovations. It's probably one of the first ones we did, Liz. It was probably up there. And I'm not going to go through it all again. Do you know what? It still stacks up. And I think I did this slide 3 years ago. And what we've been doing is focusing on moving data around this bit in the bottom. The green represents the system, as he says, pushing the stage over. That won't be the first time. The blue represents everybody else in the system. This is data tech, or in its various guises, and how we use data. Interoperability and integrating the system is about all of these things all together. They are all inextricably linked. Who'd have known 3 years ago how difficult this was going to be? Who'd have known there weren't national document standards? Who'd have known that at least two of the major systems that we all use don't actually get every record that we send to them, to the GP practice? Who'd have thought that electronic communications didn't arrive, even though they said it did? What I'm describing to you is just how challenging this is. Now, well, there's a lot of conversations going on around the system about people getting up and doing their own local integration. I say to you, it's bloody hard work and it's really difficult. It's not difficult technically, dead easy. Technically, you can have the really beautiful solution, and the one we've got is actually a very beautiful solution. What I realise now, 3 years older, probably feeling 20 years older, it's just how bloody difficult it really is. And it's got nothing to do with technology. It's everything to do with all of you people and how we work together. And that would be my only thing. My, you know, what did you learn, Declan, when you did all that? I learned that we need to start with people. We put some money into information governance. And that's been really successful. And do you know why that's been really successful? Because if you go and ask people, whose idea was it? Everybody goes, it was my idea. A measure of success for whatever we do is when everybody thinks they believe in it and they own it and it was their idea. So that's what we've got to try and strive for, regardless of the technical solutions. Just as a sort of point, this is the kind of thing that we've been challenged with. This is the way traditionally that we link systems. In IT, they draw drums and connect them together for those people that aren't IT literate. That's going to get me, isn't it? And that's great. But what happens when you add the patient in? Oh, it starts to get complicated. So people are already doing integration, and that's brilliant. It just isn't particularly very scalable. That's the thing. And actually, unfortunately, our patients don't always go in the same places. How inconvenient is that? They tend to move around the system. So what we've tried to do, and what Kate was alluding to, was this kind of model where we sort of streamline all the stuff behind the scenes. Because actually what we really want to do, what we really, really, really want to do, is focus on the patient and how the patient gets their record and their information. And if we achieve that, we've got to look beyond our organisational boundaries. And again, this is the slide that Alan was saying, oh, that was a good slide, that reflects our conversation. 2 years old, this one. And it's missing a couple of people. But if we get it right and we scale it properly and we work with the centre on some of this integration and standardisation, like the health record exemplar is not about the technology. It's about how we work together as a system. Is that right, Indy? He's nodding his head. So actually, the opportunity, and I'm going to bring this back to David's conversation right at the beginning. It's incumbent on us as leaders to try and integrate and share the our relative interoperability solutions. Because actually, what we need to tackle is the huge health inequalities in our region. That's the thing we're aiming for, not the best technical solution. We're aiming to solve it for the 15 million people. Thank you very much.